Here's a thought I'll title Music Composition Ideas for Photographers. The other day I was talking with a musician who composes her own songs, and I asked her about her creative process. And she explained that she basically sits down in front of the piano and starts just playing around. She just lets her fingers dance on the keys, and she's listening for ideas, for little riffs that she might be able to incorporate into a song, for chord progressions and changes. She just sort of fools around until an idea sort of coalesces. And then she gets busy about trying to create all the necessary bridges and etc. to compose the song. I thought, you know, this is pretty much a description of what I do in Lightroom. When I'm trying to develop a project, I sit down with the computer in front of me and my entire Lightroom catalog, and I just start looking at images, and I start scanning and playing around, and sometimes I'll throw some images into a collection just so that I can start seeing some things put together. And I'll think, oh, I did something that might work here 5 years ago, and I'll find that folder in the Lightroom database and add some images from there and play until eventually it sort of coalesces into a project idea. And then I'll begin the serious work of massaging the project ideas, adding images, getting rid of lots of images until it sort of feels like it's a thing. And then I'll refine and refine and refine and edit and sequence and sneak up on the finished project, which is pretty much what she did with musical composition. I think there's a lesson here in creativity about the value of just allowing yourself to play with ideas, allowing yourself the organic process of evolution, of sneaking up on something, without sitting down and trying to be too serious about it. Just give yourself a few moments to experiment and play and react and respond and see if that takes you anywhere.